The reading this morning is taken from the first book of Peter, chapter 5. I, who am an elder myself, appeal to the church elders among you. I am a witness of Christ's sufferings, and I will share in the glory that will be revealed. I appeal to you to be shepherds of the flock that God gave you, and to take care of it willingly, as God wants you to, and not unwillingly. Do your work not for mere pay, but from a real desire to serve. Do not try to rule over those who have been put in your care, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the glorious crown, which will never lose its brightness. In the same way, you younger people must submit to your elders, and all of you must put on the apron of humility to serve one another. For the scripture says, God resists the proud, but shows favour to the humble. Humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand, so that he will lift you up in his own good time. Leave all your worries with him, because he cares for you. Amen.
It wouldn't be a normal Sunday if we didn't have something go wrong, would it? I'm sure, like you, you're probably thinking, I'd like to be in Doris's back garden through lockdown. Thank you, Doris, for reading that for us. And I love that Doris read that from the Good News Bible translation. It's a translation that was created by Mission Society to use the simplest possible English so that it could be translated into other languages. And these verses, I think, come across quite formal in the NIV, the Bible that I would normally use. And so I love that Doris read it from the Good News, because I love the way that it puts it. These seven verses are leadership advice from Peter to the churches that he's writing to. Remember, this is a letter from Peter written to churches all across the areas around those places where people had come to worship God at Pentecost, had come to faith in Jesus, and have moved back into Asia Minor. And Peter was writing 30 years later to the leaders of the church and to the churches themselves. And this letter would have been read out in church and perhaps talked about, just as we are doing these last few weeks. He's writing both to leaders themselves and to those who are being led. So wherever you are within the church, this has got stuff that it can speak to you about. And that's my prayer today, as we come to God's word, that he would speak to us and that we would make room in our hearts and our lives for him. So first, he writes to those of us who are in leadership. He's saying, like, hey guys, I'm an elder myself. I know what it's like. I get what you're going through. But I also saw Jesus and I saw how he did it. So let me give you a little bit of advice based on what I saw the master do. And I love the fact that Peter here invokes his own personal relationship with Jesus, that when he was walking around in Israel, he saw Jesus model what leadership looked like. And he says, be shepherds of the flock. Now, of course, this links directly back to the words that Jesus himself said in John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. And we should take encouragement from that word that Jesus spoke, that we as the people of God hear God's voice as we seek him in prayer, as we read the scriptures, as we share wise counsel with one another, as we try to make good decisions using our common sense that God gave us. Those ways of hearing God's voice, discerning where he's speaking. That's part of how the decision-making process has been for Chris. Like, God, what are you saying in this particular circumstances? Jesus said, a good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. And of course, Jesus referencing being a shepherd is referencing back to David, the great king of Israel, who was at first a shepherd. And if David hadn't learned the skills of killing off the lion and the bear with his sling, he would never have been able to defeat the giant Goliath and win the battle against the Midianites, or whoever it was, back in the Old Testament. It was the skills that David learned in being a shepherd, looking after his sheep, that meant that he could be a successful king. And partly the role of shepherds is being able to look and see some of the dangers that are out there that may come and affect the flock. And shepherds don't always go to the flock and say, hey guys, there's a bear outside, so just, you know, keep still, because that would freak everybody out. Part of the role of the shepherd is to see the bear or see the lion and deal with it in a way that the sheep don't get worried. Jesus said, a good shepherd lays their life down for the sheep. And I love the way that the Good News Bible talks about putting the apron of humility on to seek to love and serve. We have a load of different leaders in our church. The vision for our church is to be a place where people can be raised up into leadership, where they can be trained and supported as they do so, whether they become ordained or not. And so we have connect group leaders and kids and youth leaders. We have worship leaders and tech team leaders and alpha group leaders and chapter top leaders and student leaders. And the list goes on. We have church wardens and the PCC. We met last week to think through, as we already mentioned, how we might be able to worship together safely in this season. The wardens have worked really hard over these last few months behind the scenes, trying to help with some challenges that we've faced. Dan Bauer, our treasurer, has worked hard with AGS on the finances through lockdown. Claire Otto is our safeguarding officer and given hours and hours over the last few years to help keep people safe. The staff team work really hard to love and serve you in all sorts of ways. And we would love then for you to be joining us in praying for the leaders within our church. Paul, that great apostle who planted so many churches, writes to a number of those churches, pray for me. There's nothing that you can do to be more helpful, to be more supportive, to be more part of helping see the vision of being a blessing to Greater Manchester and beyond than praying for us. Pray for us as we try to work out how to safely gather back for worship. Pray for Lizzie and me. Pray for the staff team. Pray for the wardens, for the PCC, for the different ministries. Pray for the Holy Spirit to move in us and move through us. We grow together in love when we pray for one another and when we seek God for one another. And those who are shepherding in that role are seeking to love and serve those that they're leading. Peter says to all of us who are in leadership or want to step into leadership, be shepherds. Lay your life down for the sheep. And he says, do this work of shepherding willingly, not unwillingly, not grumpily, or not just doing it for the pay. Fine, well, I get a pay packet at the end, so I'll do that. See, in my mind, Lizzie is a great example of this. For nearly 4 years, Lizzie has worked full time, giving herself to the life and the mission of the church without getting paid a penny. Now, the church have helped offer a couple of hours a week for us to have a cleaner to release Lizzie to be able to do that. But other than that, Lizzie's given her time and her effort to serve the church and to serve the city in which we live. Just this last week, she drove around the city dropping off chocolate brownies to some of the older people within the 930 congregation. All her work with vulnerable women, all the Bags of Hope and her partnership with the food bank, her leading on a Sunday alongside of me, all of it comes from a heart to love and serve. Now, God doesn't call all of us to do that full time. And I'm really grateful for the way that Lizzie has led alongside me in this season. But Peter says, be examples to the flock. Those of us who are shepherds, be an example. And this week I was recording a Zoom conversation with some other church planters for a seminar for the New Wine Weekend in a few weeks' time. And I was reflecting with them how culture in church, our church dynamics, are both taught and caught. You see, we need to teach the principles of what it means to follow Jesus as part of our church community. And we do this through loads of different ways. We do it through our principles of come, serve, join and give. We do it when we talk about our mission and vision of loving and serving Jesus, each other, Greater Manchester and beyond. We do it when we gather with the Connect group leaders and other leaders. And we do it when we preach on Sundays like today and in many other different ways. In this way, we're trying to shepherd the flock through teaching, that it may be taught what it is that we're trying to do. But think about it. If you're a shepherd, you don't gather the sheep together and get the PowerPoint out with a plan for the next move to a different pasture. You don't get a map out and explain the journey and then say, great, guys, off you go. I hope it goes well. No, a good shepherd leads the sheep. He shows them, directs them. She walks so that they can follow her. You see, culture gets taught and caught. This is just how Jesus discipled the 12. He taught them and he showed them what he meant so that they could catch it. And that's what Peter is trying to do here as he teaches those churches he's writing to. This is what it means to put our principles into action, to set an example of what we mean so that people can catch it and see it with their own eyes. You see, we don't really want to ask people to do things that we wouldn't be willing to do ourselves. It's why when we came back from Hong Kong back in October, we were considering how could we help vulnerable people come off drug addiction, just like we saw in Hong Kong. Our first thought was to do it in our own home, because why not? We're asking other people to do that, and that's exactly what Jackie Pullinger, who leads that ministry, did. She loved and served others, the least, the last, and the lost. And other people saw it, and they caught the vision, and they heard what she was teaching, that they would join in and do the same. It's also why we open our home in hospitality. It's not just because we love you and we want to spend time with you. We do. But it's also because we want to model what hospitality looks like. And I'm loving hearing the stories from across the church of the way that people are seeking to be hospitable to others in this challenging season that we've been through. I'm not saying that Lizzie and I are perfect, by no means. We are really not. We know our strengths and we know our weaknesses, and sometimes our weaknesses are really, really obvious and it's really quite painful, and we're trying to grow through those. And we're aiming to be the best that we can be, and we want to encourage our church to be the best that we can be, recognizing that we're not perfect, but cheering one another on in love. The scripture says, bear with one another in love. And I think that's just a lovely way of working out how we deal with some of the challenges that we might face by being a community that we seek to bear with one another in love. So we're not perfect, but we are trying to offer an example of what it means to live this life of faith where we're loving and serving others. And so for those in leadership, when you're going through tough times, Peter reminds us that we're only representing Jesus, the chief shepherd, who will one day hand out crowns to honour those who have served well. And I don't know about you, but that's my aim. What an amazing thing is that, you know, people might say we're doing well here, people might say we're doing badly, but the aim is for Jesus to give us a crown. So I want to do my best as I shepherd you. We as leaders want to do our best as we shepherd you with my time, my energy, my attitude and my love. So I want to say this. Thank you to those of you who lead, who have some leadership responsibility in our church. Thank you for the time it takes, for the love that you give, for the ways that you serve. But you might be sitting there thinking, well, I'm not a leader. Like, I haven't got any responsibility. Well, one of my old church leaders described every Christian as looking like a sheep from the front and a shepherd from behind. That we are all following somebody, somebody in front of us, a little bit further on than us in our faith, is like a shepherd to us. And when they look at us, they might see somebody that looks a little bit like a sheep. I'm just learning from you. And I'm so grateful for the people who are more experienced in church leadership that I've been able to contact as we've developed our leadership skills over these last 10 years of leading church plants. People that we can talk to who are shepherds to us, and we look a little like sheep to them. He says, everyone looks like a sheep from the front, but a shepherd from behind. Because there is somebody who is looking to you to see what it means to live the life of faith. You may not have any leadership role, but we all influence other people. And we can influence them towards Jesus by seeking to love and serve them. It's been said that to be a teacher, you only really need to be one page ahead of the class that you're teaching. Now, I don't believe that's particularly true, but there is some truth in it, that you don't have to be the perfect Christian to be able to give an example or encourage somebody else. They may look like a sheep to you, and you may feel like a sheep as well, but to them, you look like a shepherd. Each one of us looks like a sheep from the front, but a shepherd from behind. Just because you don't have a role or a title doesn't mean that you can't influence people towards the love of Jesus by serving them and by loving them. And Peter goes on to talk about those who are being led and uses that word that makes some of us feel uncomfortable. He says, submit to your elders. The letter to the Hebrews says this. In Hebrews 11 verse 17, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit for you. That's why we ask you to pray for us, because we as leaders will give an account to Jesus on that great and glorious day. The staff team, the wardens, the PTC, the leaders of all the groups and ministries in this church, we're all doing our best to love and serve. And all of us will give an account to Jesus for how we did. And all those leaders' work is made a joy, Peter says, when you encourage them and thank them and pray for them. Leadership is not easy, and being led is not easy. So Peter ends these verses by exhorting us all to one key attitude: humility. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Can you imagine God actively resisting you? Lockdown has brought some really difficult times, and perhaps like us, you've had some difficult conversations and tricky situations to work through. Walking through them with humility means we know God will be walking alongside us to cause good to come from anything bad. That's what the scripture says in Romans 8:28. God causes all things to work for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. But walking with pride, assuming that we're right and we know it all, will cause God to actively resist us. Now, I don't want to be that guy, and I'm sure you don't want to be that person either. So we seek together to walk in humility before God and one another, so that we might live in God's favor. And finally, a verse that I think is really appropriate for lockdown. All the concerns around the future of our economy and our livelihoods, leave all your worries with him. Leave all your worries with him. Why? Because he cares for you. He is the good shepherd who has already laid his life down for us, the sheep. The good shepherd is looking out for you, walking with you, speaking with you. Those of us in leadership seek to represent him well by loving and serving you and this amazing city in which we live. God cares for you and he loves you. Bring your worries to him and leave them there. So let's walk in humility. Let's honour our leaders, seeking to be the best sheep that we can be, and pray and love and serve one another, seeking to be the best shepherds that we can be, knowing that God is with us. He is for you. And we are with each other and for each other in Jesus' name.